You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
I said I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Lord. The devil tried to kill me when I was a little boy, but he couldn't. I had grace on me. He tried to kill me when I was a teenager, but God had a purpose for my life. He wanted me to quit when I first started ministry. The organization that I was in didn't want anybody to have anything that was fresh, vibrant, and dynamic. And God kept me alive until I was able to associate with an embassy, a governor that's got keys. Glory to God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Access Keys to Spiritual Success. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 45, verses 8 through 11.
I'm going to read to you out of the book of Genesis, and Bishop told me to take my time and flow, and I need to pour for a moment. Genesis 45, verses 8 through 11, out of the NASU Bible. In our all-access conference, the word of the Lord reads like this. Now, therefore, it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his household and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me the Lord of all of Egypt. Come down to me. Look at the word. Come down to me. Do not delay. You shall live in the land of Goshen. You shall be near me. Look at the word. You shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children and your flocks. And you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children and your flocks and your herds and all that you have. There I will also provide for you. King James says, I will nourish you. There are still 5 years of famine. 5 years of famine to come, and you and your household and all that you have would be impoverished. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
From the subject tonight, access keys to spiritual success. Access keys to spiritual success. Father, I thank you for this moment. I decrease that you would increase. And I would ask that you would think through my mind and speak through these lips of clay as an oracle. For where there is no revealer of truth, where there is no vision, the people perish. So thank you, Lord God, for going before this word and preparing us with an ear to hear, a mind to comprehend. Give us warm hearts to receive and a ready spirit to contain what you're giving us. And we will give you praise in Jesus' name. Come on, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's good to clap right there. It's in Jesus' name. We're looking here at Genesis 45 at a man by the name of Joseph, who now stands in a seat of authority, but it didn't start that way. We all know the story. There are many preachers in this house and teachers of the word. And I give God praise to my covenant brothers who are here. Anyone could be standing here today, and I'm grateful that you're here to at least hear something that the Spirit would say to me. But Joseph was around 17 years old, and he had favor in his life from his father. But his brothers didn't like it. And anytime God crowns you with favor, it stirs something up in the lives of people. I don't know why we're living in a time now where everybody wants to be friends with everybody, but everybody's not going to be your friend. They don't like you. I say they don't like you. So why are you trying to get somebody to put their arms around you when they can't stand you? You need the gift of goodbye. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. You don't like me, I don't like you. And I'm straight up alpha. I'm not running you down. I'm not trying to get you to like me. You say you my brother, you better show it. His brothers didn't like him. He was trying to win their favor. And you can't tell everybody your dreams. But he decided to tell them his dreams. Maybe he was a little naive to believe that if he told them his dreams, then maybe they would coddle him and encourage him. But they hated him even the more. Finally, his father sent him on a mission to go and check on his brothers. When he went out there, they had moved into a different land. The scripture says a man gave him direction to find his brothers. Who was that man? God is always in the midst of our wilderness, in the midst of all of us, ready to give us direction or point us in the right direction when we're lost. He finally finds his brothers, but as he's on his way to them, the scripture says they look at that dreamer. Here he comes. They grabbed him and stripped him with an intent to kill him and threw him in a pit. He's claustrophobic. He's young. And they were going to stone him while in that pit. Some of his older brothers said, don't kill the lad. Let's sell him into slavery. And they sold a boy into slavery, and he walked all the way to Egypt all alone. So he comes from the pit, and then he's in the pot or Potiphar's house. From the pit to the pot. And many of us in ministry can understand that. From the pit to the pot. From a place of claustrophobia and confinement in terms of vision. Then moving to a pot that's hotter than the pit. Thought about cooling the gang. That's what I came up with. It's too hot, lady, and you got to run for shelter when it gets too hot. You got to run for shade. Some of us don't know what to do when it's too hot. And it can't just be sexual temptation. Sometimes ministry gets hot. You can be in a marriage and it gets hot. Sometimes it's hot raising children. It's hot starting businesses. It's hot keeping the church together. And we have a temptation to quit. It gets worse. He then now is sent to prison, falsely accused, and sent to the dungeons. Josephus says, while he was in the dungeons, though, he didn't stop working his craft. He purified the waters for Pharaoh, unknown, but kept working it out. Some of us are waiting on a deliverance before we start moving in the direction that we need. But whatever you are and whatever opportunities you have or we have, we should do whatever we can do to make sure that everybody around us can get a little beam of light and some fresh water. While in the dungeons, he doesn't know what's happening on the top. He doesn't know what's going on with the authorities around him. But in 1 hour, he's told that he needs to shave and he needs to wash. And he's brought up from the dungeons after being forgotten. Maybe 13 years. 13 years of hell. But in 1 hour, he ascends, not even understanding that his life is a replica or a picture of what Christ would do in the New Testament. that he would go into the pit, or in other words, he would descend in the hell, glory to God, and on the third day he would rise. And while walking, I think it was David that said that while he was going through his hell and high water, the scripture says that the fetters on his ankles hurt them, which means he has scars. Glory to God, hallelujah. He's a beautiful boy, but there's something wrong with his ankles. Glory to God. He looks luscious. His hair is right. His nose is right. His skin complexion is right. He looks muscular. But when you look at his ankles, there's scars around his ankles. Just like Jesus had nails put in his ankles, put in his feet, glory to God. And we don't understand sometimes why we go through what we go through. But it is a joy, hallelujah, to identify with the sufferings of Jesus. You won't know what it's like to reign until you're able to go through a few things. And while you're in the dungeons, don't coddle your feet or anything that seems to be scars. You are a survivor. And every time you look at your scars, you ought to say, God took me through it and I survived it. Oh my God. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Lord. I said I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Lord. The devil tried to kill me when I was a little boy, but he couldn't. I had grace on me. He tried to kill me when I was a teenager, but God had a purpose for my life. He wanted me to quit when I first started ministry. The organization that I was in didn't want anybody to have anything that was fresh, vibrant, and dynamic. And God kept me alive until I was able to associate with an embassy, a governor that's got keys. Glory to God. That can identify and look in the midst of all of the stuff and say, I see value in you. Glory, hallelujah. Blessed be his name. In 1 hour, the man comes before Pharaoh and he's standing there looking luscious and he has wisdom. He's able to interpret the dream accurately. He's able to interpret the dream accurately. He's multifaceted. We believe he could speak several languages. Pharaoh said, look at this man. You're beautiful, but what happened to your ankles? Glory to God. And this is what God is trying to do with leaders around the world. He don't want you to be picture perfect, paint a perfect picture. He wants you to be able to stand in the midst of what he called you to do with all of your gifts and talents. But there's something there, a limp, or something that he let happen to you, a scar. And you shouldn't be ashamed of your scars. Wear it well. Touch your neighbor and say, wear it well. Stop hiding your scars. Stop hiding them. You don't have to tell the world about it. When Jesus told people about his scars, he only told it to the 12. He only opened up his wounds to the 12. You can't stand in pulpits and tell everybody about what you went through and talk to everybody about what you went through, identifying with everybody. You only share your wounds with your brothers. If you don't know that, you'll mess up many people's. Everybody can't handle what you've gone through. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You got to get around a group of people that will love you through it. And in 1 hour, he stands before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh is mesmerized by the man. Is there anyone in my kingdom like this one that has the Spirit of God in him? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to set you over my house. And I'm going to set you over my government. And I'm going to change your name. Your name shall now be called Zaphnath-Paneah. Zaphnath-Paneah. Some believe it means Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as Zaphnath-Paneah, glory to God, if he didn't go through his pit, his pot, and his prison, he wouldn't know how to handle that kind of power over the entire land.
Some of you don't understand that God has brought us to this moment because he's trying to get us somewhere. And you must go through the embassy. You must go through these things before he give you keys over jurisdictions and regions and dimensions. Glory to God. And so now Joseph is standing. His brothers come into Egypt, and his dreams have come to pass. He could wipe them out in a moment's notice. He could kill them all. But while he's in the room with them, he snatched Benjamin and say, I'm taking Benjamin as my own. And it was, I think it was Reuben that said, no, it will kill our father if you took Benjamin. We've already lost one. Joseph said, no, Benjamin is mine. Glory to God. And he's testing them. Then the scripture says Judah came before Joseph. What does Judah mean? And when God hides his face from you, if you would just praise him, if you would just praise him, if you would get out of yourself and start praising him, God can't hide himself anymore. And you saw Joseph now, he discards all of the mascara. He tells everybody to get out of the palace, and he reveals himself to his brothers. And there's some people in the room, you don't know what's next and you don't know what to do. But if you would praise him in this moment, glory to God, you're going to see God open up something that's right before you. You didn't know it was there. You couldn't identify it. But if you would praise him, remember the praise is powerful. Glory to God. And I'm not a preacher. I can't whine now. But I got a word. Hallelujah. Come on, Bishop calls it a sure word. I got a word from the Lord for you. And now Joseph stands and he's telling his brothers after he revealed himself, I want you to go and get our father and tell him that his son Joseph is alive. Notice the words. It wasn't you who sent me here. Glory to God. No brothers throwing me in pits did it. You meant it for evil. You would have killed me in a moment's notice. You bust me in the mouth. You couldn't even give me any praise. You bust me in the mouth. I come off the basketball court. You just hit me. You always tried to strip me of dignity. Wouldn't give me props. You got the same blood that I. We come from the same father and mother, but you can't see what God is doing. You see everybody else, and you can praise everybody else, but I can't get you to give me one compliment. Why, if you're connected, why would you go to another church? Why can't you come and support your own? When you're giving out gifts to everybody, did you ever think about me? You meant it for evil. You didn't send me here. God sent me here. And he has made me a father to the man that you call the king of Egypt. He's made me a father. He's put me over his entire household. I got things that I'm unlocking in the government, city and state, and national. I understand business. Glory to God. I understand business, how to start it, the 12 steps of starting it. I know what to do to sustain it. I got a success record. Glory to God. I've been working in this land after you all threw me there. God sent me there, and he trained me, and he developed me, and he gave me an understanding that's beyond my age. I understand systems. Glory to God. Not only church systems, but societies. I understand how people work. Glory to God. I can use an interpreter if I need to, or I can interpret it myself. He gave me wisdom in how to operate and how to function. And God has made me a father to Pharaoh. So go and get our father and bring him here. Come down to me. Do not delay. In other words, haste. Some of us, we know what God is saying, but we like to linger. I'm telling our church, stop dating me and let's get married. Y'all coming, you already know if you want. A woman knows if she gonna love you. She can tell in the first few minutes. You don't have to beg if she likes you. And people know if they're going to join a church. Why are you playing with me? You're going to know. You already know if it's time to hook up. I'm preaching better than you sing. Amen. Stop sitting over there like a gator by the lake or a wart on a pickle. Come down to me. Notice Joseph. Come down, not to God, but come to me. We know God is at work, but he put me in a position. So come to me. Do not delay. You shall live in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me. In other words, this area, I've already secured it for you, and Pharaoh has given me license. I will be able to nourish you there. Not only you, but your wives, your children, and your descendants for generations. Zaphnath-Paneah has been given grace and authority to nourish you while in Goshen. You must get to Goshen. Stop playing around and hanging out in Egypt belly dancing. You must get to Goshen. Stop hanging around putting earrings in your ears trying to identify with the world. You must get to Goshen. Stop playing with all of these societies, being metrosexual and going out trying to identify with everything in the world. You must get to Goshen, for it is in Goshen that I will nourish you. Stop playing with it and let's get after it. Glory to God. There are four things that hinder the move of God. The move of the Spirit and the advancement of the kingdom and the progress of God's agenda in the earth. The first one is religion. We know, the religious person said, we know about God and his acts, but are totally void of a relationship with God. Religion. The second thing that hinders the move of the Spirit is tradition. Those that are stuck in tradition are stuck in a mode of the constant celebration, the constant celebration of the previous generations. Their meaningful successes are always applauded. So this is what you do over and over again. Hey, charge. And we sing these vowels. A-I-O-U and sometimes why? Hey! I'm not cutting everybody down. What I'm saying is, are you glorifying the previous generation? Or is there a mantra for this one? I need a song that I put around my neck that helps me to get through my trials. And I need a song to deliver me. Oh, my God. That echoes what God has done in my life. I thank him for delivering the slaves, and we will always remember that. But some of us are more locked in slavery than anybody that was in our previous generation. slave to tradition. You can't even praise God unless they sing your song or preach your hums before you can get with the message, when God is trying to feed you with manna from on high. Why would you forsake the manna and go back to something that you used to like? When this bread is coming straight from heaven. The third thing that hinders the move of the Spirit is ignorance. Those who are uninformed, unawareness, uninformed, just unaware. And that's not bad if you don't know, but it is grotesque if you stay there. If you don't know, get to know. And let God open up your understanding. I've added a fourth one to it. And the fourth one, not only does religion, tradition, and ignorance hinder us, but irrelevance hinders the move of the Spirit. That is ministry that's out of date and out of time with the culture in which it's established. Out of date and out of time.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Access Keys to Spiritual Success, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
As we continue celebrating 30 momentous years of heartfelt reflections on our global impact and the lives transformed over the past three decades, today we celebrate Bishop Clark and Pastor Sabrina for their steadfast faith and unwavering devotion. Truth Nation, let us pray for Bishop Clark and Pastor Sabrina as they continue to be extraordinary leaders.
Thrive Youth Ministry is the place to connect middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high-energy environment where they can learn and grow together every Sunday, 11 a.m. Join the movement and thrive with us. There is still time to join GriefShare every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for valuable guidance and tips on navigating your emotions while grieving. Scan the QR code in the foyer to register. For more information, contact Greg and Brenda Wilson at griefshare@truthrevealed.org.
Easter Sunday is almost here, and we invite you to celebrate our risen Savior. Join us for the sunrise service on Sunday, April 20th at 6 a.m. at Castaways Point Park. At 10 a.m., the Ministry of Education will present the children's Easter program. So prepare to cheer on your children as they sing and dance to celebrate our risen King.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.